HGX, mobile. Good morning, Patrick. KN4, TFW. Hope you're having a good start to your day. I heard you and David talking there. I was getting ready to go.
I'm having a good day. 32 degrees over here in Lyman. I was frosted over pretty good this morning, but we're making it.
8 up here. So, I know how you feel.
Like you guys might get a little bit of winter weather, nothing to brag about, though.
Friday, isn't it? Friday evening.
And she was showing tonight into tomorrow morning, but I may be mistaken.
Seems quite a few times this week, so I can't keep up with it. It started out in Saturday into Sunday morning.
It was some snow and freezing rain. They showed it even all the way down to here, but now it's moved way up.
Gonna be. Ain't nothing I can do about it, so might as well sit back and enjoy it, right?
That's right. How's the new job going?
It's going all right, I guess. A little frustrating because won't let me. The hands-on stuff is not there, and the book learning stuff is not great.
Yeah, that hands-on, you can't beat that for experience and learning.
You teach a trade without hands-on, and I'm having to figure that out because they won't let me bring any vehicles in other than their vehicles, and I can only do maintenance to them. Oil changes, wiper blades, you know, check them over, tire rotations, that kind of stuff.
And it really ain't teaching you anything or getting you prepared for anything.
You can teach them to be an oil change guy.
Days when I was in school and I had, you know, shop class, I think was a lot better.
Well, they're worried about liability, and it's because somebody was abusing the system before. You know how it goes. They were running a business out of there, flipping cars, and then they messed something up and left the wheel loose or something like that. And that's what shut the whole thing down, and that's what got the last people booted out.
Can't copy that. But everything's got to, you know, gone so far to electronics, you almost got to be electronic tech to work on them. Matter of fact, they got an issue right here. I was trying to just, you know, the time change, so I was trying to change the time on the dash, but apparently that's done by GPS, but it ain't changing.
For you to set it yourself in there, I'd be kind of stupid not to.
There is. I didn't see it. It said in the book, you know what I mean? It's done by the GPS. Now, on the center console display, you know, is off of my phone, so that time is right, but the time on the dash is wrong.
Your short trip and the way you run that vehicle probably don't run enough to change.
All the way up in North Carolina last week. I just wondered if there's something wrong with the GPS. Not that that ain't a good thing.
No telling. There's got to be a setting in there for it, though, somewhere. That'd be kind of ridiculous to put a clock in there with no way to set it.
Yeah, technology's great until it ain't.
And all it's doing is dumbing most people down because they rely on it so heavily.
Never did change for the time change. And good morning, Andrew. KN4 TFW.
Sorry, I doubled there with you, Ken. It's a little bit beginning. Good morning, Andrew. KO4HK.
It's only off by an hour. It just didn't change with the time.
Your offset, like your UTC offset.
Look and see it. It's, man, you can't do nothing on this car. With the way the menu system is, it takes you forever to figure it out. So you better do it while you're stopped.
Is there a setting for daylight saving, or you got a know, change your UTC offset or something. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of. But anyway, yeah, I'm almost to work. I was a little running a little behind. I listened to y'all for a little bit.
Head cold this week. I've been sandbagging up till today. I've been struggling.
When we were up in North Carolina, I was sneezing my tail off the whole time we were up there, and get back here and it just stopped. I don't know what there was up there, but man, it was wearing me out.
Here where the temperature flip-flops back and forth until it kind of settles in.
Anybody any favors?
Almost stayed up last night until check-in time. We had Susan's little company Christmas party over there at the main event behind Top Golf, and as I got home late.
And everybody would have been in shock if you heard you check in at 9 o'clock.
Be right.
What's on that late at night?
In a few times, but boy, it's rare, and it's been a while.
Anything out of Tim and Mike? Ed? I heard from Ed about a month and a half ago.
From any of them.
I'm either. I wonder if Mike's still doing the... Yeah, oh my goodness, that slipped my mind. The HF stuff.
I talked to them was when the fire was going on down there at Table Rock.
Mike's call sign every once in a while on the Prepper Net. You know, those frequencies on, I can't think of the program. You know what I'm talking about? The more you talk, it's like FT8.
JSA call.
Yes, thank you. Really into that.
I see his call sign come up there, but I hadn't seen it in a while over on Amron Net.
Call sign one time and see if it still picks up and leave him a message.
Doing that truck
repair? Last time I talked to him, KO4HKX.
Back snow down this way?
Whatever you want.
You need to be hogging it up here.
I go along with that. I told the son coming down from Michigan this weekend, I told him he better bring some cold weather.
Net ahead of time.
It'll be hot.
Make it in South Carolina.
Stay here long. I'll be sweating his tail off and it'll be 50 degrees outside.
Well, in the summertime down here then.
Guys, I'll be right back. I'm gonna run in and grab me a cold drink. I'll be back in just a minute.
I know we're close by during our Christmas break because we're planning on tracking it down like we used to. If it's...
Hope so. I'm wanting some. I was hoping we'd get to see at least a few snowflakes coming down.
I don't remember, it was a few weeks ago or last week or something. She was out riding, saw some flurries, but I hadn't seen anything yet this year.
Seen anything either. I thought maybe we'd see something up in North Carolina when we're up there, but we didn't.
It's Justin, it's like there's going to be a blizzard every weekend.
It's too excited for me, and then they missed the forecast.
You hype it up too much, and that drives me crazy.
I end up changing it to one of the other channels.
Got views on their YouTube channel now, so he's just in the hyping it up so people will check in and view it.
With all the technology they have, the forecast was better back when I was in high school.
Heck is any better. There's still a lot of guessing involved.
Try to get all hyped up to, push the global warming thing.
None either. I had, we were on a Boy Scout camp out, and one of the kids had brought up something about it. And I asked him, I said, well, what I don't understand is how as these glaciers are receding, they're finding, you know, remains of stuff that are, you know, 1,000 years old. I said, so that means the glacier was receded before and came back. That makes no sense to me.
About, you know, the rise in sea levels. And that, I mean, if you look at a picture of a Statue of Liberty from 100 years ago, the water hadn't changed any. maybe the ocean took some of the sand out. The ocean's getting closer, but it ain't getting any deeper, that's for sure.
Yeah, they put a lot of stuff at the bottom of the ocean to displace the water, KO4HK.
Those containers that go overboard in the all the fiber optics.
Could be, but I just thought it was funny. Every time you turn around, they're finding something that was, you know, as the glacier melts, they can find, you know, human leftover stuff. And I'm like, well, how's that a thing if it was, it, you know, if the glacier was not there at one point, and then it was covered up, and now it's uncovered again? That makes no sense to me.
Those critical thinking skills that Ken and I were talking about, technology's costing us.
You know, everything you read online is true, so, it's without a doubt, it's true. So, well, gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot. I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe. Have a good one, and hopefully we'll holler at you another morning. KO4CF, and I will be clear on your final.
Have a great day, KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. Good to hear you this morning. KN4TFW.
Aren't hurting quite as bad as they have been the last week.
I think whatever had a hold on me is finally letting go a little bit and not getting into the remedies quite as much. You get up, I'm be sitting here sipping on my cup of coffee and watching a weather report. KO4NXY.
Good to hear you. Hope you and Miss Marie have a great day. KO4HK.
Ken, David, you have an awesome day. KN4TSW.
You got to be getting close, too, because I am also.
On the exit ramp now. So I'm about a mile out.
It's the longest part of my drive, waiting at this last red light.
I know you don't miss Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Traffic, but I do miss running my tour out and visiting with everybody and been on the radio during the day. I do miss that part of it.
I don't know what you mean. It's the people you miss and the association. That's what a lot of the younger people these days are missing out on.
About it. These up here, they're, you know, they're early 20s, late teens. It's almost comical watching them do things sometimes.
You wonder 20 years ago, what did we do when we had to find out something? I guess you hoofed it down to the library and looked it up in an encyclopedia, right?
Well, I made them yesterday look up some information through our ProDemand, which is the software for working on vehicles. One of them, and I said, you can't use no AI. You got to do it step by step through here. And it was pretty funny.
Side of the road broke down. You don't really have all those tools available, right?
But when you're going to fix something, replacing a fuel system where somebody put gasoline in a diesel or DEF, you know, that kind of thing. I was making them look up that kind of service information.
Rolling down to the gate here, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have an awesome day, and I hope you figure out how to teach them without getting hands-on. And we'll catch you, I guess, maybe in the morning. KN4GFW.
Have a good day. Good to hear you. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4HK. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
KO4NXY.